From KUER News in Salt Lake City, I'm Ciara Hewlett. A wildfire broke out in southern Utah County last night and has burned about 400 acres. That's as of the latest update from Utah Fire Info. Officials evacuated three homes south of Goshen and say the fire was human-caused. Last night, winds pushed the fire northeast and into Juab County. The National Weather Service says more wind is in the forecast for the area today, but Goshen does have a 60% chance of rain this afternoon. The American Lung Association gave the Salt Lake City metro area another F grade for its air quality. That includes Provo and Orem. Nick Torres is with the association and says one problem is Salt Lake's geography, which leads to winter inversion. But summer has its troubles too, especially with climate change.
Hotter, drier temperatures, weather conditions that seem to be more conducive to the formation of ozone. A lot of people flocking to the area because of the beautiful scenery also puts more cars on the road.
The association says the Salt Lake City metro area is the 13th most polluted in the nation when it comes to ozone pollution or smog. But there is a silver lining. Last year, that ranking was 9th. The report says bad air can lead to asthma, heart attacks, strokes, premature birth, cancer, and cognitive impairment. And kids and teens are the most susceptible because their lungs are still developing. A Utah lawmaker wants to ban AI chatbots in toys in the U.S. Congressman Blake Moore introduced a federal bill and says these children's toys can be addictive, unsafe, and harm human development. He also says toy companies shouldn't be able to collect data from minors. A 2025 report from the nonprofit Public Interest Research Group found some toy chatbots will talk about sexually explicit topics. It also found some have limited or no parental controls. Moore's bill comes after Utah State Senator Doug Fiafia has pushed for state AI regulation. It's something President Donald Trump has worked to block. People getting government food assistance now need to meet certain work requirements, but new research finds those requirements don't boost employment. For the Mountain West News Bureau, Daniel Spalding has more.
The report from the Brookings Institution finds stricter SNAP work requirements don't lead to more people finding jobs. Lauren Bauer, a fellow at the Brookings Institution, says the requirements don't fulfill their intended goal.
But what we actually find is that work requirements only lead to reduced participation in the program. They do not lead to any better employment outcomes.
Nationwide, participation dropped by about 2.5 million people between July and December in 2025, according to the U.S. Department of Agriculture. Under a new policy taking effect this year, anyone enrolled in a federally recognized tribe is exempt from SNAP work requirements. But Bauer says more research is needed to fully understand the impacts on Native communities. Thousands of indigenous families in our region rely on SNAP. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Daniel Spalding.
The Utah Mammoth are still on their way to the Stanley Cup. Last night, the NHL team beat the Golden Knights 3-2. That evens things up because the Mammoths lost the first game to that team, and each round is best out of seven. It was the first playoff victory for the Mammoth since the team relocated from Arizona 2 years ago. The game came down to the last 6 minutes. That's when Logan Cooley scored off a rebound to give the Mammoth the victory. The 21-year-old is also the youngest U.S.-born player to score a goal in each of his first two playoff games. Game 3 is Friday night in Salt Lake City. You're listening to KUER News.